some power to do something, some knowledge to do it even. Where is it coming from? And we forget, because I have it. It's given to me. Just like life itself, it was given to me, right? What is my job? Oh, I go and rot away. I forget. All of this is me. But there is something else. He will change something in me. How? I don't know. Why? I don't know. But it happens, doesn't it? Because we see the magic that happens to the genius people. Suddenly, something is there. How? Nobody knows how and why. We know that these talents is given to some of us. Some of us are different right from the beginning. Some of us, they will become different in 3 days. Rumi became a different person in 3 days. That's what it is. So we know this transformation. And that's quite normal, right? And this is a prayer. Did you see? It's a long, long one. Means what? Means Rumi is trying to explain something. This is the second paragraph talking about the crow, remember, right? Okay, here he will say, okay, the emptiness is in me. You are the giver. So please change me. Why? Well, because about that direction of improvement, we don't need to talk about it anymore. We talked about it. We are here to improve. From that one amoeba, we improved to be this. How? Step by step by step. In the very sharp moment, we are given something with a genius fellow. And sometimes in a long term, we don't know how it comes, when it comes. This is how it is. So with understanding this, let's understand what my wishes should be. My wishes shouldn't be just remaining here, because that's the wish of the old animals, isn't it? All animals, they want just to remain alive no matter what. They are ready to pay whatever the price is, just to remain alive. For us, we are more than that, because we have a goal for this life. We understand good or bad. We understand the relationship. We, practically, we are creating a new animal. When I'm talking about this, I said it's a machine, right? It's a biological machine, because all the little ones are working together for this, right? Where is humanity? We are a part of that. That's a bigger machine. We are part of it. And the improvement really happens in that, because when we talk about knowledge, knowledge is in the culture, knowledge is not in the animal. So that's there. Let's see how the wishes should be. Yes.
Transmute mistake and forgetfulness into knowledge. I am all color. Make me patient and forbearance. O you who make nitrous earth to be bread, and O you who make dead bread to be life, O you who make the distracted soul to be a guide, and O you who make the wayless wanderer to be a prophet, you make a piece of earth to be heaven. You give increase in the earth from the stars. Whosoever makes the water of life to consist of this world, death comes to him sooner than to others. The eye of the heart that contemplated the firmament perceived that there is a continual alchemy. The harmonious cohesion of the patched garment, the body.
Okay, what's happening? These are expressions. Not that I want something, but it's like this. It goes like this. Look at us. Suddenly, some of us will become the leaders. You make them like that. Whenever it's needed, something happens. As if the water of life, when we talk about water of life, for us has two meanings. Remember, water is the knowledge, and water of life is the knowledge of life. And that will keep you alive. That's remaining alive if we are talking about, to understand. Do you remember when we talked about death? Is Rumi dead or alive? A part of him, the animal part, is dead. But his cultural part is here. It's alive. So for us, death has another meaning. We talked about it. So this girl doesn't get it. This prayer is to make this understand that that's what we need. Yes?
The harmonious cohesion of the patched garment of the body, without being stitched, is the transmutation of essences and an all-embracing elixir. From the day when you came into existence, you were fire or air or earth. If you had remained in that condition, how should this height have been reached by you?
Okay, he makes it very general. He talks about when you came here. When you came here, you were what? Fire or wind or earth. Means from these matters, right? And you were combined by this. If you wouldn't change, you would be that, Steve. What is this? This is the ever-changing process of you, which is making you this fellow, your character, your personality. What is that? That is the changes that you made actually in you. Yes?
The transmuter did not leave you in your first existence. He established a better existence in the place of that.
Isn't that correct? That you are not the fellow who was born. You're improved, you learned, you did this, you did that, all of that. So you are not that fellow anymore. This is what happens to human beings. The other animals, they don't do that because they don't understand the imagination. They don't have imagination. They don't understand non-existence. They are not looking for something. But we are thirsty for knowledge, to know. And that thirst is the real meaning, real part of our life. Yes?
And so on, till 100,000 states of existence, one after the other, the second better than the beginning. Regard from the transmuter, leave the intermediaries, for by the intermediaries you will become far from their origin.
This is the trick, that in all these changes, you could pay attention to this detail, that detail, that detail, which is nonsense. And what is the use of that? Stay back a little bit and look at the general transformation. You are not the kid you were born. You are not the teenager you were. You are not that one. You are this one. What is this? What you see is an improvement in the changes. the character, the personality, the know-how, everything that you have is something that with these changes are here, right? Okay. Should we talk about the instrument that you used here or the special moment that you did? No. The process is important, that this is what the life is. The life of the human being is growing up and accumulating knowledge and know-how to give it back to we. This is what it is. Yes?
Whenever the intermediaries increase, union is removed. The intermediaries are less. The delight of union is greater. By knowing the intermediaries, your bewilderment is diminished. Your bewilderment gives you admission to the presence.
A little bit different translation. The first is, by knowing the intermediaries, means what? Because the word in Persian is one word, is sababdani, means to know the cause. Cause and effect. If you know the cause, what happens? You are not bewildered because you know the cause. Your bewilderment is coming from another passage, somewhere else. So bewilderment doesn't work with cause and effect. If you know the cause of something, you're not bewildered anymore. That's the point, yes?
You have gained these lives from deaths. Why have you averted your face from dying in him?
You get your life from those deaths, don't you? Where did you get your skin? From the death skin, which is going away daily. A part of you will die, a new part will come out. So this existence is because of those going away, those fading. A part of you will die. So you get this life from the death of the life you had, which was not this, was a different one. Yes.
What did you lose from those deaths that you have clung to life, O rat? Since your second is better than your first, therefore seek to die and worship the transmuter.
Do you remember one of the most famous part of this Masnavi? We repeatedly will see it. Rumi will say, I transformed from the earth to become the plant. I died from the plant to become an animal. I died from the animal to become Adam. I died from the Adam to become human being. So why should I not like this dying? I will die from this to become an angel. And I die from that. Because this is what the death is. So why don't you like the death? Why don't you really understand it? Because that, you know, me dying. Yes, gradually I will die from something and I will become another living creature. That is a part of it. All these complicated machines, they let go of some part of them and they make a new one over there. So, somehow you should think about death as a part of this process of life itself. Yes?
O contumacious man, you have experienced 100,000 resurrections at every moment from the beginning of your existence until now. From inanimateness, unconsciously, toward plant life. and from vegetation toward life and tribulation.
You see,